Welcome to Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on all things Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm Wes Goldberg, Warriors beat reporter for the Mercury News, and Klay Thompson is officially out for the season. I'll talk about what this means for Klay and where the Warriors go from here. That's coming up next.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Devastating news out of Golden State. Klay Thompson will miss all of next season after tearing his right Achilles. Really just terrible stuff. You feel so bad, number one, for Klay Thompson. This is going to be the second straight year that he misses with a lower body injury. Obviously, he was recovering from that left ACL. He tears this right Achilles in a pickup game, and you have to wonder how much just this urgent start to the season, this rush for the NBA to start the season on December 22nd and get players back in camps at the beginning of December, played into this injury. Because Klay Thompson, yes, he's been rehabbing and working on this, on that ACL for more than a year, but he was in LA partly to ramp up for the season. It is so hard to ask players who haven't played in so long to get to kind of do a shortened training camp, a shortened preseason, and be ready in time for the regular season. And so I do wonder if Klay was going a little bit too hard in this pickup game in Los Angeles that he was playing with some other NBA players. I don't mean to blame the NBA for this. It's an unintended consequence, but this is the sort of thing that you risk when you push the start of the season up so quickly. When you do this, and it's not just the length of time in between last season and the finals, between the next season. It was the lack of time that players got to digest the news and then react to the news and then get ready for next season. The offseason is typically a time of recovery, and you have usually a few weeks or months to ramp up into playing shape. This is not going to be the first injury due to the hastened season. It's not. It's not going to be. But the Klay Thompson injury is tragic, not only for him, but for the Warriors too, because now you are missing out on two of Klay Thompson's prime years. He's 30 years old. He missed his age 28 season, his age 29 season. He's going to miss the age 30 season here. I don't know how much he has left. It was questionable what he would look like coming off the ACL tear. Now you're asking him to come off the ACL tear and an Achilles tear. Now, his game should translate okay. He's still one of the greatest shooters ever. Second best shooter of all time. But he's not going to be the defender he once was. You could forget about a post game coming back the way it was, probably. He's going to be a shooter. And I don't know if he's going to be able to shoot on the move like he once was able to do either. That's different too. In today's league, it's not enough to just stand still and shoot, to just catch and shoot. You got to be able to come off pin downs and screens and run around the arc and you know, replace yourself on the floor, relocate yourself on the floor. I don't know what he's going to look like. I don't know if he's going to be able to do that to the same degree he was able to before, because just as much of that was part of Steph Curry's games, it was a part of Klay Thompson's game. What does that look like when he comes back from this? This is tough for Klay. This is really tough. Really tough. It's tough for the Warriors. It's tough for the Warriors because the urgency now is there. It had been there before. This had always been the most pivotal offseason during the Bob Myers tenure, during the Steve Kerr era. This offseason was going to determine whether or not the dynasty was over or if the 15-50 season was a blip on the radar. This Klay Thompson news, barring anything major, may have just ended the dynasty for sure. The dynasty, it seems, is over now. The Warriors have Steph Curry, sure, but they are now just another team with a single superstar player. How many teams in the NBA are like that don't win championships? Draymond Green is good, but he's not a superstar anymore. He's 30 years old. He's showing signs of wear and tear. I don't know how much longer his prime is going to last, or even if you could consider this right now his prime. Steph Curry's still in his prime. Everything that I've heard about Steph and his hand, by the way, coming off a broken hand, is that he's going to look okay, that he's going to be okay, that he's still Steph. But man, there are a lot of teams with one superstar that just don't do a whole lot of anything. Portland, Damian Lillard. I mean, how much better right now are the Warriors than the Trailblazers? Honest question. I don't know. I don't know that they're that much better than Portland. I think Portland's deeper. At least they have CJ McCollum. The Warriors have Steph Curry. They've got Andrew Wiggins. He's 25. Maybe he gets better. But man, his whole role now changes. He was supposed to get open shots at the rim, like every drive was going to be uncontested because he's got Steph and Klay spacing the floor. The geometry is so much different when you lose an all-time shooter. Even when you already still have an all-time shooter on the floor, when you lose one, the geometry of this changes. I want to keep talking about this, but first I want to tell you about Built Bar. If you're like me, when you get hungry, you can make bad decisions, but the best way to avoid blowing your diet is to be prepared. That's why I always have a box of Built Bars in the kitchen. Not only is this the best tasting protein bar I've ever had, it's the most healthy and it fills me up while I'm busy or I'm on the go. To be honest, I've been searching for a great protein bar for a really long time. Built Bar came along and solved that problem for me with 18 amazing flavors, including new ones like caramel brownie, cookies and cream, and apple almond crisp. Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate and soft and easy to chew. They taste like a candy bar, but they're low calorie and low sugar while also being high in protein and fiber, making them perfect for keto and other low carb diets. So go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order with a free cooler with purchase while supplies last. Again, use the promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. So the Warriors have Steph Curry, Wiggins, Draymond Green. They drafted James Wiseman number two. Wiseman, I don't know if he's ready to contribute at a high enough level. Now, even when you got the Klay news, I don't think that there was anybody at the top of this draft that the Warriors could have taken otherwise that would have replaced Klay. These are all 19-year-old kids. The thought that LaMelo Ball can walk in and do anything that Klay Thompson could have done is ridiculous. He's not a good defender. He's not a good shooter. He's a good passer, but that doesn't really fill the Warriors' need right now. And I don't think that you adjust your draft strategy based on some vague injury news. And it was vague at the time. They didn't know. They suspected the worst, but they didn't know. You take the best player available, and Wiseman's going to help them in certain places. He's going to be a rim runner for them, so he's going to be productive on offense. They need to score points, whether it's from the three-point line or at the rim this season. They need to score efficiently. James Wiseman's going to help them do that. He's going to help their defense by the rim. He's going to help their rebounding numbers. And God knows they're going to have way more misses without Klay than they did with Klay. So you're going to ask Wiseman to clean up the offensive glass and get a bunch of putbacks and stuff like that. He's going to help replace Klay, even if he doesn't play shooting guard. But there really is no replacing Klay Thompson, which is the larger point that I'm getting at. It's time for the Warriors to start thinking about what their future looks like with a splash-only child. With just Steph Curry. How do you build around Steph? We know the answer to that. Having a guy like Klay, another all-time great shooter, helps. Of course it does. How could it not? But what you need more than anything is defensive versatility and playmaking. That's what you surround Steph with. Everything the Warriors do is built around getting Steph the easiest shots possible. Get guys who can play make, get guys who can guard multiple positions. So what does that look like? Well, first of all, the Warriors have the $17.2 million trade exception to use. That has become so much more important now. The importance of that cannot be overstated. That is their way to immediately address this need. They always needed wing depth. But it's not enough just to get depth anymore, okay? It's not enough to go out there and sign Austin Rivers or Glenn Robinson III. It's not enough. You need to make a move. And the name that's thrown out there all the time is Kelly Oubre. Now, Oubre's bounced around already this offseason. He went from Phoenix to Oklahoma City. Would Oklahoma City be willing to part with Oubre for a future first-round pick? Probably. They seem to be hoarding those. And Oubre is a good fit on paper. Right, you could play Steph with Wiggins and Oubre and Draymond. and Wiseman or Marquise Chris, whoever ends up being the starter at center. You could do that. It's not replacing Clay, but you're getting some scoring there with Oubre, some defense and length and versatility with Wiggins and Oubre. Oubre's productive. He's a 19-point-per-game scorer. He's productive. But he's 24. And he only started one season in his career. And the Warriors, again, they're not looking for depth. They are looking for players who can perform at a high level in the postseason. Are you really trusting Kelly Oubre to do that? I don't know. And the Suns looked really good without him in the bubble. Just saying. I love Kelly Oubre. I'm a big Oubre fan. But I don't think that he fills the Warriors' need. If you're asking a 24-year-old to come in and do that, that's a long-term play. Not as long-term as Wiseman, maybe, but that's a long-term play. The Warriors' championship window is now, and I don't know how much longer it's open, if it's open at all. So what are some of the other options that they can use with the trade exception? Well, the other guys that are floated out there, Evan Fournier, J.J. Redick, well, they're flimsy on defense. So, yeah, they can shoot. You're replacing some of that with Clay. But what did I just say? You need defense first and foremost, and playmaking. Redick's a decent playmaker. Fournier's not really that great. Both are flimsy on defense. It's not a great fit because now you've got Steph and Redick in the backcourt, Steph and Fournier in the backcourt with Wiggins there, who's an inconsistent defender. Your only high-level defender is Draymond Green. Boy, is that different than what that dynasty defense looked like. You need a high-level defender with this pick. You need all NBA-caliber defender with this trade exception. The name I keep coming back to is Eric Bledsoe. I know Warriors fans might roll their eyes at that. But think about it. He is an all-NBA caliber defender, no doubt about it. He's long, can guard three positions. Plays hard. He can slash and kick. Drive to the rim and kick out to Steph Curry up open beyond the perimeter. That checks those boxes that we were just talking about. Defense and playmaking. Now, of course, he's a league average shooter, 35% for his career in the regular season, and that craters in the playoffs. It's an annual tradition, and Eric Bledsoe disappointing in the playoffs, which is the reason Milwaukee traded him in the first place. But if he's playing with Steph and Draymond and these guys and in Steve Kerr's offense, maybe there's more of an opportunity there. And look, it's not like the Warriors can get greedy. I don't think Eric Bledsoe is a perfect fit by any stretch. But he might be the best fit out there. Of all the cards on the table, of all the moves that Bob Myers can make, that might be the best one. It's that or Eric Gordon out of Houston, who had a really down year. And like Bledsoe, long-term contract, a lot of money owed to him. You are stuck with that. But he's a 37% three-point shooter, microwave-type scorer, sturdy defender, willing ball mover. You might have to eat those years. You might have to eat that money to get a guy who has performed in the playoffs in the past. A veteran, both. Bledsoe, 30. Gordon, 31. These are the kind of players that the Warriors need to go after. Oubre might be nice. Maybe he's somebody that you trust in the playoffs. Maybe. And if the Warriors feel that way, maybe you go that route. But Eric Gordon, Eric Bledsoe, those are other guys I'd be looking at too. Those aren't sexy names. And I don't know how much that really helps the Golden State. I thought that those players really would have helped Golden State when they had Klay Thompson. But the difference between superstar, all-star level player, and just high-level rotation player is vast. And as they saw last year, even the difference between that and a depth player, just a role player, is huge. They can't do role players again, so you at least have to go starter, high-level starter with Bledsoe or Gordon or guys like that. You have to. Now, there is one other option, and that's to make a major move. I'll talk about that next here on Locked On Warriors. So I mentioned the urgency that the Warriors are facing here, and it is urgent. By the way, this might be the last podcast of the week. I promised after the draft I would have a mailbag. I'm going to push that mailbag to Monday as we react to the Klay Thompson news. So this will be the last pod for the week, most likely, unless something else happens. But I mentioned the urgency that the Warriors have to act with. I don't know if the window is closed. I don't know if it's open anymore for them. They are no better, I think, than Portland. With Klay Thompson, top four team in the West. Lakers, Clippers, Nuggets, Warriors, and then there's a huge gap between that group and everybody else. Without Klay, they're with everybody else. They're with everybody else. They have to make a move. They have to make a win now move. They missed out on Jrue Holiday. And the name that they are looking at and that we are looking at is Bradley Beal. The Warriors better be monitoring, and I'm sure they are, what's happening in Washington with Beal. Now, everything we've heard out of Washington is that they are not going to trade Bradley Beal before the season. Now, but if things go south with the Wizards quickly, and Beal looks around, says, I don't want to be here anymore, there's a chance that Beal could be traded by the deadline. Now, the Warriors can't afford another gap year. They can't do another 15-50. They can't go chase Cade Cunningham. They can't. The window is now. You got 1 year. You were allowed 1 year to do that. You got James Wiseman. It better work. You can't do it again. You can't waste another year of Steph's prime. You can't do it again. You can't let Draymond Green get another year older. Can't. You got to make a win now move. If the window is open, it's open now. All the chips go on the table. And if Bradley Beal is available, we have seen the price with the Jrue Holiday trade and the Paul George trade last year. What's the price? A good player, 3 first-round picks, and 2 pick swaps. That's the price now. Thank you very much, Sam Presti. That's the price now for an all-star player. Now, the Warriors can get close to that. They can offer the Minnesota pick and their own pick in 2021. They can offer their own pick in 2023 and pick swaps in 2022 and 2024. They owe their 2025 pick and 2020. Well, they actually own the 24, 25, and 26 pick. One of those picks is going to Memphis from the Iguodala trade. So those picks are locked up. But they can offer 3 first rounders with the Minnesota one and a pick swap plus Wiggins. That gets them close to what the price has been. But the Wizards are going to ask for Wiseman. They are. They would love to pair Wiseman with Denny Avdia. They would love to do that. If you're the Warriors, are you prepared to give up James Wiseman for Bradley Beal? Now, I don't know what the answer to that is. But if you do that, you are punting on the second half of this decade. Because now you have no first-round picks. You're not getting that Minnesota pick. So forget about anybody in the 2021 draft. You don't have your guy from this draft, but you at least have Bradley Beal and you got Steph Curry. I don't know what I would do. I don't know if Steph and Bradley Beal is enough with Draymond Green is enough to win a championship. And if my sense is that the Warriors wouldn't do that. They would not include Wiseman. That they would have to keep Wiseman in that sort of deal. Or at least one of those first round picks next year. The Minnesota pick, most likely. They would have to either keep the Minnesota pick or Wiseman, and that would be their walkaway point. But with the demand that Bradley Beal is going to have on the trade market, I don't know that that's going to be enough. So then where do you turn if you're Golden State? What is it going to take to get DeMar DeRozan out of San Antonio? Can you get Gordon Hayward out of Boston? Can you get a player like that? What I know is that they need to at least stay above water up until the trade deadline when more of these players become available. So that should be the goal. With whatever you do with this trade exception, whatever you do in free agency, it should be geared to maintaining a playoff spot by the time the trade deadline rolls around. Because like I said, you cannot afford another gap year. You need to be in a playoff position by the All-Star break in March, be able to make a trade by the trade deadline that turns you into a fringe playoff team, into a top four playoff team in the West, into a legit contender. To me, if I'm the Warriors, that's my goal. That'll do it for today. We'll see what happens. Of course, free agency starts Friday. Again, this is probably the last show for the week unless something major happens. I will definitely see you next Monday for a mailbag. Get those questions in. Remember to subscribe to new episodes of Locked On Warriors wherever you listen to podcasts. Please rate, review, say nice things about the show. Thank you to Built Bar for sponsoring today's show. You can send your comments and questions to me on Twitter at WC Goldberg or email them to me at wgoldberg@bayareanewsgroup.com. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and I'll see you here next week.